Well, the 2019 season is here, and Cardinals catcher Yadier Molina is with us. It has been some spring training. Now it's time to do it for real.
That's right. I mean, I'm excited. We got a great team. I'm looking forward for the 2019 season.
Yadi, you look like you're 20 out there running around, getting the job done, throwing runners out, catching many of the games and hitting well. What is the secret in the offseason, especially in an offseason where you had knee surgery? How do you keep yourself fit and ready to go?
Well, I mean, I got a good program. I mean, Orlando, my trainer, we got a good program for many years now. Right now, I feel good. I mean, my knee is getting better. It's 100% back, and I'm just excited. I'm looking forward for the new season.
It is going to be a season filled with new faces, and first on the list is Paul Goldschmidt. What have you evaluated and seen from him as a teammate?
You know, playing against him for many years, I mean, I always admire him, you know, the way he played the game. And you know, to have him in this lineup, I mean, making us a great lineup. Every time you put, you know, that name on any line, to make that line better. So I'm excited. I can't wait to play on the same field with him.
It is going to be a team that pitching will be a strength again, won't it? I mean, this rotation with Miles Michaelis starting things off, first of all, in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to see our pitchers. I mean, we got some good arms over here. I'm excited, you know. Mikolas, I mean, we got Mikolas the first day. I mean, obviously we know what he can bring to the table. I mean, he's going to battle. He's one of the aces that we have. And I'm excited to see what we can do.
Flaherty has been an incredible product, hasn't he, to be able to see him make his rise?
Yeah, I'm so proud of him. I mean, he made a really good adjustment that last year. This year in spring training, you can see that, too many strikeouts already. So I'm looking forward to see him.
He has a competitiveness and a want to learn more, it seems.
Yeah, everybody here. I mean, all the young guys, they want to learn more, and they willing to do whatever it takes to reach our goal. Our goal is to make it to playoff and win the World Series.
Like Dakota Hudson, a young pitcher wanting to learn more, and Michael Wacha used to be one of those, and now he's a veteran. And it was really something to see you and Adam Wainwright out there. And I know that it's what the two of you do, but to really think about that since 2006, you've been a battery, and you'll do it again.
We know what we're going to do. We know what we can bring to the table. I'm excited for Bueno when he signed a year with us. I mean, I know what we can do on the field when we are together. And we had to prove it. We had to prove that we got baseball left, and we'll see what happens.
Just being part of the Cardinals organization, not only now, but for the rest of your life. What does that mean? You have been a Cardinal for life.
Yes, it's such a great honor to be in this organization, and the way they treat me and the fans and the whole city. I mean, it's just a blast. I mean, just to be here with my teammate and the past and past teammate. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, great career. I'm just blessed for that.
How long do you want to play this game? You have been asked that many times, but how about March 28th, right?
Well, I mean, I don't want to think about that. Obviously, we got contract and everything for 2020. But right now, I'm concentrating on this season, try to win the ring this year, and then I'll worry after that.
A couple more things with Yadier Molina and the Cardinals Radio Network. Your foundation, we've worked together on your gala, which has moved up a little bit. It's going to be May 23rd at the River City Casino. Foundation 4, what has it meant to you, and what are you pursuing now, in addition to helping your native Puerto Rico?
Well, I mean, the main thing is just try to help people down there in Puerto Rico. I mean, obviously we need help. Still we need help over there. The thing down there is not easy. I mean, I just trying to put something on the table, try to help him out. I mean, I'm so grateful to be in one city that helped me out for many years. And last year they did a great part. They cooperated with great things. They give me some great stuff for me to go down there and give it away for the people and help the people down. So this year we're going to do something similar and try to have the same thing that we had last year and try to help people down.
And you do so much for them. And I think what people don't understand is that after the devastation of the hurricane, there is still need today.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking well over a year later.
Yeah, we are almost 2 years now from now. It's crazy, you know, when you go down there and you see people still need power, people still need water and food, and people in the street, you know, trying to get the job, trying to get job. And I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's like a war there, like every day. And people just hustling and try to survive. I mean, when you see that every day on the daily basis, I mean, you see, wow, we need help. And anything I can do with my foundation, I mean, and the people down there, they're going to appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate you, and I know that Cardinals fans, when they want to get behind something, they know how to do that, and they will certainly help you with that. Foundation 4, which we're certainly behind as well, and we look forward to the season. It is right here. It's 2019, and Yadier Molina, as always, is a big part of it. Thank you for joining us, and we'll catch up with you soon.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Thanks.
Yadier Molina with us on the Cardinals Radio Network.